This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It is time to go around the NFL. Hold on. No, that's a different segment for a later time.
Later.
It is time to go around your fantasy football league and try to get like me. All right, and if you get like me, you know what that means, Kevin?
You will win?
Yeah, because right now I'm at the top of my freaking fantasy football league.
How many wins?
Eight.
Wow.
Nice.
Hold on. Seven.
Oh,
seven and
just
two.
Seven?
Are we 9 weeks in?
Yes.
7-2 right now. Most points scored in my league.
Nice.
So that's always something nice to have, too.
877-881-1053.
And this week I'm facing the guy that's 0-9.
Oh. So. Okay, classic trap game.
Yeah.
877-881-1053. Go ahead and get your fantasy football questions in right now, because what always happens, the questions come in at the end and then we don't get to answer them. So go ahead. For the 972 PPR, need one running back and one flex out of Nick Chubb, Sonny Michel, Golden Tate, Jalen Richard, and Randall Cobb.
Whew.
And they said they won with Watson last week because of you, so you don't have to spin the wheel.
Oh, wow, sweet. I think Golden Tate's going to do fantastic this week against the Cowboys.
Oh, no.
How did he do the last time he played the Cowboys with Detroit, Kevin?
I can still be sad.
Oh, okay.
I'm not disputing it. I'm just saying, oh, no.
You remember when he had all the touchdowns against the Cowboys?
Yes,
and we were like, what's happening here?
Yes.
So I say that Golden Tate would be my flex, and that's a fantastic flex. I'm running Nick Chubb out there every week right now. The dude's getting all the carries. Duke Johnson's getting all the PPR receptions. But Chubb's going to get you 12 to 15 points every single week. And unless you're the type of guy that needs out of that PPR running back, if you need 22 points, you need to find somebody else. I don't think Michelle's going to get it. James White's on fire right now. James White is the man in the Patriots' backfield. So as much as I like Michelle, he's coming off injury. They're still doing work with him. So I'm still rolling Chubb out there.
From the 682, defensively, you going Chiefs or Eagles?
Ooh.
I mean.
Man, that is a tough one. But I do feel like the Cowboys offense has been so.
Chiefs are playing the Cardinals.
Yeah. The Chiefs defense is the one that you should use this week. That being said, I will point out, Kevin, the Chiefs or the Cardinals, once Byron Leftwich took over as the offensive coordinator,
right,
and started saying, hey, throw the freaking ball to Larry Fitzgerald, dude. Like, this offense has changed a little bit. But yeah, I think the Chiefs will be pretty good option.
Have you seen the point spread for that game?
I'm going to say it's 17 and a
16
half.
And a half.
All right.
That is unfreaking real.
Wow.
And somebody said, is it time to drop Dez from the team?
Yeah, you should probably.
What do you mean?
That.
Do you mean? What happened?
I'll tell you that in Gridiron. If you haven't heard, you're going to be sad.
From the 817, choice of wide receiver between Christian Kirk, Sammy Watkins, or Marvin Jones?
So this is one of those situations where I think Sammy Watkins is going to not eat as much as like he should or he typically does. Because whenever you're playing really good defenses, Sammy Watkins is open because everybody's trying to take away Tyreek Hill, Hunt, and Travis Kelce, and then Sammy Watkins gets his. I don't think he does this week. So I'm thinking that Marvin Jones, without Golden Tate on the team now, becomes the guy that everybody files the ball to. So that's the – who was the other one? Christian Kirk?
Yep.
I think he's going to do fine, but I'm still patiently waiting because Fitzgerald's taking the lion's share now.
Hey, guys.
So Marvin Jones for me.
Who would you start at running back? Three options. Tevin Coleman, Aaron Jones, or Tariq Cohen? Yeah, it always helps when you say hi. I'll read those questions before the rest.
It was Tevin Coleman, Tariq Cohen, or who?
Aaron Jones.
Oh, man, that's a good one. How's the Dolphins run defense this year? Because I don't have complete faith in Aaron Jones right now, but if the run defense is bad, which by the way, they're 31st.
So yes.
I say you're gonna get a good one out of that. I'm running Tevin Coleman out no matter what, because he's Tevin Coleman, right, and he's your starter, and it's very rare that you find a guy that is a legitimate starter in an offense like that.
There's going to be one of those in the next question.
But I think that you might have a really good matchup with the Packers against the Dolphins. Take the risk on that one, but don't get mad at me if you didn't run Tevin Coleman out there.
This might be the most complex question ever asked in Fantasy Focus. I need two running backs and a flex out of Adrian Peterson, Alvin Kamara, Sonny Michel, Marlon Mack, and Kenyon Drake. So they need three people out of five. So Peterson, Kamara, Michel, Marlon Mack, and Kenyon Drake. Two running backs and a flex.
I know this sounds crazy.
You're not going to bench Kamara, are you?
No, there's no way you're benching
just
Kamara.
Just making sure.
And I don't care who's on that team. Kamara's going to get you yours. You're going to get something out of Alvin Kamara. So keep running him out there. The thing about Adrian Peterson is they're going up against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's run defense is, they've given up 12 touchdowns, but they've also, like, they're ninth in yards given up. And he doesn't catch the ball out of the backfield. So I'm going to say I really like the matchup with Marlon Mack against Jacksonville's defense right now. So I would say go with Marlon Mack in that and Alvin Kamara.
All right, we need one more because they need a flex too.
Holy crap.
So Peterson, Michelle, or Drake?
Kenyon Drake. Yeah, I say go ahead and roll Kenyon Drake out there. Oh, crap, man. The run defense for the Packers has been pretty decent. Now, go ahead and run Kenyon Drake out there, too. There you go. Sorry, Peterson. You're sitting on the bench this week.
From the 972, Rivers or Fitzmagic, man. All I know is that in real football, Phillip Rivers is putting up the quietest MVP campaign in the history of the world.
Okay, here's what you're really questioning in this.
Can I just tell you real quick, Phillip Rivers, 2,236 yards, 19 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
All right. I like it. What you're really questioning in this is how many points are the Chargers going to get up against Oakland and then just say, okay, we're just going to run the ball with Austin Eckler, our backup running back, the rest of this game.
Right.
That's the question you're really asking yourself.
Sure.
That being said, in yards given up, Washington is like 27th. So Ryan Fitzpatrick, that team loves to toss the ball around. They don't give up a bunch of touchdowns in the air, but they do give up a bunch of yards. I think that I'm going to go with Fitzpatrick in this game over Phillip Rivers, who's going up against Oakland, who's like 18th.
Wow.
And very close in the same number of touchdowns given up, too. So I'm going to take Fitzpatrick.
Holy smokes, upset. From the 817, let's go running backs here. Kerryon Johnson or David Johnson? There can only be one Johnson.
What? No? I mean, there's been times where there could be two.
Like a shark? Is that not?
Or alternative lifestyles.
Did you say that was a PPR?
They did not specify. We always say only specify if it's a standard.
Okay, so if it's PPR, then do you really want to roll Kerryon Johnson out there against Chicago's third-ranked running defense that's only given up one touchdown on the ground this year? Can you believe that, dude?
Wow.
One touchdown. They're the only team that's only given up one touchdown on the year this year on the ground. Plus, they don't give up any yards. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs run defense, Kevin, where do you think they rank?
Middle of the
26th.
Pack. Oh, that's worse.
11 touchdowns on the ground. So please run David Johnson out there. He'll get you your PPR numbers too.
From the 214, hey, good start. Doug Baldwin or Amari Cooper? And should I drop Marshawn Lynch? Do you know what week he can come off the IR? It's looking more and more like he might not come back this year. So
Amari Cooper showed me that I can trust him.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
How much I can trust Dak, that's a different story. But Amari, you saw with Amari Cooper, a guy who has crazy routes. Like, he can run crazy good routes, and I really like what I've seen there. Doug Baldwin and Seattle are going up against the Rams' pass defense. I think I'm going to go with Amari Cooper against Philadelphia. That sounds ridiculous for me. It really does sound ridiculous. I'm going with Dak over Russell Wilson. That's essentially what I'm picking right now.
Right.
But I'm also picking the two defenses that they're going up against, too.
From the 817, Aaron Rodgers or Carson Wentz? So once again, another fantasy football question that directly impacts what will happen with the Cowboys Sunday night. Which, by the way, did you know you can hear that game here on the Fan?
I did know that. Good. Well, here's one of the big concerns, Kevin. One, third downs have been a very bad time for the Cowboys in the last week.
The worst.
Like they couldn't get off the field on third down at all, and that is destroying this team. There was a time last year when Carson Wentz was unstoppable on third down. You could not get him off the field. So if that happens again, Carson Wentz is going to just eat the Cowboys alive. Just absolutely eat them alive. By the way, a lot of my numbers are in reverse order on the receiving thing. So,
hold on. Do we have to reverse the answer to everything that you
every
said?
Every single thing. Yeah, I think I have the wrong order.
Oh,
I thought everything
God.
Was the bottom. But it turns out some of these teams are at the top.
Okay, so.
So the Dallas Cowboys guy. Give up.
Not that person.
I'm going to say, I'm guy. Still going to say Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
He's Aaron freaking Rodgers,
right.
Dude.
Well, this is a good start right here from the 972. Hello, love.
Hello, love.
At the tight end
go ahead.
Position, Ebron or Engram? Engram.
All right, so Ebron with, he's going to do very well against the Jaguars, but aren't they going to be throwing to Jack Doyle? Like, Doyle came back from the hip injury, and now Ebron kind of took a little bit of a back seat. I think that Evan Engram for the rest of the season is going to serve you well. I think he's going to be a very good option for you. Going up against the San Francisco 49ers, go ahead and throw Evan Engram back out there. They're not going to get you in the end zone that often, but having to compete with Doyle for receptions at the tight end position, plus I don't trust Eric Ebron. He's really good at getting open, not great at catching. So
that seems like that would be
important. He's always wide open. He's standing there. He's like, nobody's covering me. And they're like, because we don't think you're going to catch it, you idiot.
Yeah. He's like a Featherstone from Necessary Roughness. For the 972, Bears defense or Chiefs defense?
I say Bears.
Okay.
Because I think the Bears defense is really good at stuff. But I understand why you would say Chiefs defense because of the matchup.
From the 214, which running back would you sit? Mark Engram, Leonard Fournette, Nick Chubb, or Jordan Howard? Well, I know it's not Nick Chubb.
Who? This is tough because you have really good running backs.
You know the answer, Corey. Who's most likely to get hurt
in the middle of the game? I would guess Leonard Fournette in this instance. Yeah. Wow. That's a really tough one because Indianapolis's run defense is pretty stout. So, yeah, I would say Leonard Fournette out of that one.
From the 903, Aaron Rodgers or Jared Goff? I think they mean Goff, but still, I'm intrigued about a Goff character portraying that quarterback instead.
Seattle's pass defense is pretty good. Again, like Miami's fine and everything, but it's Aaron Rodgers. Why would you ever start anybody over Aaron Rodgers? I mean, just unless you're like nitpicking and, oh, hey, am I going to get 35 or 36 points out of my quarterback? Like,
right.
On the off chance that Goff gets you 36, that's great, but Aaron Rodgers is going to get you your points most of the time.
Couple more. 682, Calvin Ridley, T.Y. Hilton, or Amari Cooper. You can pick two of them.
I'm still running with Ridley. I know that sounds ridiculous. Parker, how do you feel about T.Y. Hilton? Are you a fan of his?
I know after the injury, he's kind of come back and hadn't had a great couple of weeks, but he's always been Andrew Luck's go-to guy. And I would imagine now 3 weeks removed from that injury, you're going to start to see a lot more targets.
Okay, and based on that, I will also point out, what happened the last time we saw a receiver that was the number one target for his team go up against Jacksonville? Cole Beasley.
Right.
Ate their lunch. So I say go ahead and roll T.Y. Hilton out there too. Ridley and Hilton.
From the 469, Reed or Watson? You mean Benjamin Watson?
Man, Dez was about to take over all those receptions from Watson, right? He was going to line up and take over all that stuff.
I don't think we've ever had a Benjamin Watson question.
I say Jordan Reed over Watson just because I don't I don't trust Drew Brees to not go away from his main targets first.
All right, two more from the 469, Trubisky or Cam Newton?
A little late for Cam Newton, buddy. He played last night. So I'm guessing if you didn't start him, then you're going to have to go with Trubisky, which to this week's not a great matchup, but it's fine.
It's better than zero.
Yeah.
And then I traded Joe Mixon for Julio Jones. Who won?
I think that's pretty square. It depends on what you needed, right? Okay. Like if you needed a running back, then you have good receivers, then you're fine.
But if you needed a running back and you traded Joe Mixon away, you're bad at fantasy
football. Yeah. So I don't know. It depends on what you needed, man.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.